Hare Krishna. When we think we are beyond danger, we are in the greatest danger. When a boat is on an ocean, at that time, the boat is always prone, vulnerable to danger. A storm may come and the boat may just capsize or be thrown, tossed away here and there by the stormy waves. So, the people in charge of the boat, the team, the crew has to always be on alert. And now, if the crew is skilled, when the stormy waves come, the crew will be able to deal with it. But if the crew is not alert, then even if they are skilled, if they are not on the watch out, then when the storm comes, then at that time they'll just be tossed here and there. So, and similarly, the Bhagavad Gita states that this world is like an ocean. And that in this world, we are like on a boat. And unlike a storm, like storms which are generated by the forces external to the ship, external to the boat, in our case, often we generate the storms. How is that? Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, in 2.67, Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayurnavam imambhasi. So he says, Indriyanam hi charatam, Indriyanam, that the senses, charatam, they're just roaming around, they're wandering around, yanmano anuvidhiyate, so the senses see different things, and then and so see something interesting and then the mind focuses on them. Manyan mano anuvidhiyate tad asya harati pragyam. And then, what harati pragyam? The pragya, the intelligence is stolen away. And Krishna gives the example. How does this happen? Vayur navam ivambasi. Just as vayu, the wind carries away a nav, a boat, ambasi, that is on the water. So just as a wind, a stormy wind, sweeps away a boat in the direction which it is going, through the often the wind comes and then the waves come. Both ways, the boat gets swept away. So similarly, we too, what happens is that if we focus on a particular sense object, if we let the senses will, we cannot live with closed eyes in this world. So the senses will come in contact with sense objects. But if we focus on them, anuvidhiyate, if we dwell on them, concentrate on them, then that generates a gust of desire. When I say, if we contemplate on a sexually alluring object, then it generates a gust of lust. And then that just sweeps us away. Whichever the boat is meant to go on a particular path, but the storm sweeps it away. So like that, desire sweeps us away. And often, when will we contemplate on sense objects? When we think that we are no longer in danger. When we think that now I have become so advanced, I have become so pure, that I am no longer susceptible to the lure of the sense objects. So when we think that we are in beyond danger, then we put ourselves in the greatest danger. Because we lower our guard, and once we lower our guard, we don't check from where the storm might come. Now, sometimes we might ourselves see the sense objects, sometimes the sense objects might come in front of us, even idrichaya, without our will also. But either way, the important thing is that we don't focus on the sense objects. We don't let them kindle desires within us. And then once those desires come, they will grow into stormy cravings, which we will not be able to control. So, by being constantly alert, by knowing that as long as the boat is in the ocean, it is always in danger of being swept away. Similarly, as long as we are in the material world, we are always in danger that the gust of lust that is generated by the contemplation of the sense objects can drag us away. By being aware that we are in danger, we can protect ourselves the best. Now, this does not mean that we have to live perpetually in a paranoid state. Always fearing, oh, now somebody, something will attack me. No, not like that. What it means essentially is that we recognize the danger. The danger is what? Our focusing on the sense objects is what is going to put us in danger. And being aware of the danger, how do we avoid the danger? Not just by trying to be fearfully away from the sense objects, but by focusing on Krishna. When we focus on Krishna and we try to remember him and serve him and connect whatever we are doing with him, then automatically we become protected from contemplating on the sense objects because we are meditating on Krishna. So, and meditating on Krishna gives the greatest satisfaction, greatest protection, greatest pleasure. So, in that sense, the fear of danger is what pushes us to experience the pleasure of devotion. And that way, a devotee is not paranoid, but devotee is satisfied. Devotee is enriched by the remembrance of Krishna. And by remembering the danger, we ensure that we don't let ourselves get distracted from Krishna toward the sense objects. So whenever we start getting distracted, that time we remember that there is still danger. The danger is not gone. But we don't have to be danger conscious and feel insecure. We can be Krishna conscious and feel supremely secure in his remembrance. Thank you. Hare Krishna.